We were holding Daf Dalet Amar Aleph. Again, last Mishnah said that Kahanim, Leviim, Peturim, Mikal V'Choyma. Of Kohen and the Levi, their potter from the loch of pigeon of a petach hamor from Mikal V'Choyma. Let him potter Asher Yisro B'Midbar. If the Leviim themselves potter the Yisrael and the Bechor Yisro in the Midbar, says so Dino Shiftu Asher Asman. It's wrong to say that a Levi is also potter from pigeon Aben on his own son. And the Gemara will soon see exactly how it goes back. From this we learn out that Hu Adin, a Kohen and a Levi, is also potter from a Peter Chamor. If a Kohen and a Levi owns a Chamor, the firstborn, the Bechor of a Chamor, they're potter from Edim Git and taken off and taken his sin. There's no mitzvah Peter Chamor by a Kohen or a Levi. Now the Gemara says, like, how mean it was that the Levim themselves potter the Pitri Chamorim of Yisrael in the Midbar. So first the question, is that true? Inu Patu, is it true that the Levim themselves, the group of the Levim, did they really free the Jews from that Petach Hamor? No. Odom Potter. In the Midbar, the law was that Tachas, the Kedushas Bechor of Yisrael, were taken to Levim, like the Pasuk says. Kvasun say, Kachas Levim, Tachas Bechor of Bnei Yisrael, that the Levim were taken, given the Kedusha, instead of the Bechor of Yisrael. That's called Odom was Tachas Odom. And Behema, the Gemara says, Behema Potra. How were the Behemoths of the Yisraelim Potter from Petach Hamor? Because of the Behemoths, because of the set that belonged to Levi. Tichsid, like the Pasuk says, Kach es Halevim in Bamid Begimel says, Kach es Halevim Tachas Bechor Bevnei Yisrael. Take the Pshutim of the Levim, not the Bechorim of the Levim, because the Bechor of the Levi had to free himself. So takes the Pshutim, the second born, the third born of a Levi, he was able to free the Bechor of Bnei Yisrael. And the Behemoth HaLevim Tachas Bemtom, and also take the Behemoth of Levim, take the Seh of Levim, and they were there to potter to free the Petach Hamor of the Bnei Yisrael. So for the Mishnah is Mashma that Levim themselves freed the Petach Hamor, therefore to Kal V'Chomer they could free themselves. The Gemara says no, it wasn't the Levi that freed the Petach Hamor. The Levim potted the Bnei Yisrael, the Bechor Bnei Yisrael, and the Behemoth of the Levim potted the Behemoth of the Yisraelim. So how does the Mishnah make a Kal V'Chomer to say that the Levi himself was potter from the mitzvah of Petach Hamor? The Gemara says, Omra Abaye Abaye Lev Shana Mishnah like this. Omra Abaye Abaye Tzachoki Koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kahanim u Levim Peturim. Are Kohen and the Levi, they themselves are Pturim Behemtom, that their pot, if they have a Petach Hamor, if they have a Chamor, their Petach Hamor, their pot from it, Mikal V'Chaymah, there's a Kal V'Chaymah that said that they don't have to be Mafresh Yisir for their Petach Hamor. What's a Kal V'Chaymah? In Mithkiyu Behemtom Shalavim, Tei Mesha Yisroba Midbar, if the Seh that belonged to Levi in the Midbar, freed the Petri Chamorim of the Bnei Yisro in the Midbar, is so Dinu Shetavki V'Shalatzman. It's a svar to say that they could take off the Kedusha by their own behemoth. That if they themselves own a Petach Hamor, they have a Chamor that gives birth to a Bechor, there's no mitzvah Petach Hamor to be poiderit by the Levim, or then by the Kanim. This is the way Abaye learns Shana Kal V'Chomer. And the Chanan with the Kal V'Chomer is that since the Behemtom freed the behemoth Yisrael, it's a Kal V'Chomer that said that the behemoth, their own behemoth, should also be potter. And we'll soon see. So Omale Rav says back, first of all, Vor Potru Inhu. So Gersa should be the Sankotchim says, Vor Potru Katoni. And the Mishnah it says, Mikal V'Chomer in Potru Esher Yisrael. It says Loshna Potru. So he says, the Mashma Inhu. The word Potru is Mashma, going on the Levim themselves. Mashma, the Odom themselves freed. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And according to Abaye, it's not talking about the Odom, the Levi. It's talking about his behemoth. So that's one question. First of all, Potru, which is Mashminu, Katon. That's what the Mishnah says. The Yod is secondly Rav asks against Abaye, that in Yisiv, according to you, the way you learn Shana Kal V'Chomer, because their behemoth freed the behemoth Yisrael, his soa afidu mibichor behemoth haranifru. And they should even free, they should be potter from a regular Bechor or Behemoth Torah. Rashi says, the question is, that in Misa the Dashin and Kal V'Chomer of a Behemoth, the Bechor Behemoth Torah, Nifteru Levim, they should also be potter. To Behemoth Torah did who? Hefkiyu Behemoth Yisrael. Rashi, the Behemoth Torah of Levim freed the Behemoth of the Israel and their Bechor also. Mash Rashi learned according to Abaye, according to Rav at least, that in the Midbar, the Yisraelim, the Bechor Behema was also free from a Bechor. The Behema Salavim was tachas that. And the question is, Allah Matzanan Hakam will have a mission later that says, Lanifteru Mebechor Behema Tahirom, Alevin Akayin, the if they have a Behema Torah that gives birth, it has a Bechor, it still has Kedusha on it. Ella, when are they free? Mipidyon HaBen of Petach Hamor, or Levi, a Ben Levi, or a Ben Koyin, there's no din Pidyon HaBen on them, or there's no din Petach Hamor by them. But a Behema Torah that they own, the firstborn, the Bechor, has a Kedushas Bechor, the din of a Korban on it. So according to you, Abai, you make a Kal Bechema. From the fact that Behemoth Halavim freed the Behemoth Yisrael, so why does the Mishnah say they're only free from Petach Hamor? They should even be free from regular pidyon of a Behemoth Torah also. So therefore that can't be Pshan, the Mishnah's Kal Bechema, from the fact that Levim is Behemoth freed the Behemoth Yisrael. But rather, Elo Amar Rav, Rav learns like this. Hochi Ketoni, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That Kahanim or Levim potrohein atzmon mikal v'chaimam. That the Kahanim Levim, they themselves are free from their own Petach Hamor because of the Kal V'chaim. And the Kal V'chaim is like this. Emefki yakdushos and shal Levim. Kedushos shal Yisrael by Midbar. If Levim themselves, the Pshutim of Levim, were poida, the Kedusha from the Bechor Yisrael in the Midbar, if so, layafki yuwer shal atzmon, isn't it a sort to say that they take off the Kedusha from themselves, meaning to say when they have a Bechor, a Levi or a Kohen, there's no din pinyon haben on their own ben, on their own ben, the Kedusha goes off automatically. Says so, ashkechon odom. So far, that's only good svara that an odom means when a Levi has a Bechor odom is part of a pinyon haben. But heima tmei minolam, how do we know to say that if a Levi or a Kohen owns a Chamor, when it has its Petach Chamor, its firstborn of the Chamor, how do we know that potter from pidyon? Or machrok, as the pasuk says, ach poda tiftes bechor odom v'yes bechor abheima temeya. The same pasuk talks about pidyon haben and pidyon of a Petach Chamor. Ki poda, so he dashes like this, kol shi yeshtim bechor odom, a regular Yisrael, that has the mitzvah pidyon haben, yeshtim bechor abheima temeya. When he has a Chamor, a donkey, the firstborn of it is a loch of pidyon bechor, loch of taking a sin, being toyed with a Petach Chamor. But b'chol shein, b'chol odom, a Levi or a Kohen. That's not b'chol their own halacha of pidyon haben by an odom. Is eina b'chol b'heima tzemeya. The man the pasha b'heima tzemeya either. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, Malay Rav Safra Labaya." So Rav Safra said back to Abaya, "Lididoch, according to you, the Yarmut that you say, Pehemtom, that you're making the Kavuchem from the Behemoth of the Levi, that since their Behemoth freed the Bechori of the Yisrael's Behemoths, so male they should free themselves. If so, then Levi to have a Leiseh, the Yafka Lifka, and then Levi at that time in the Midbar that had a Seh." So his Seh freed the Bechorim of the Yisrael's Behemoth is Lifka. Then it's a Svarat that said that he himself was freed from Petach Hamor. But what's going to be the Lehevi Leiseh, the Lifka? Let's say Levi at that time that did not own a Seh, he was not able to take off the Kedusha from the Bechorim Behemoth Yisrael. Is the Lifka, it should not take off then himself, if that's such a Levi, should not be free from Petach Hamor. Since you're learning out from the fact Levium, their behemoth freed the Bechorim of the behemoth Yisrael. That's one question. And secondly, he asked for Safram that Ben Lidoch, whether according to you Abaya, Ben the Rabbah, according to Rabbah, Ben Chodesh, that's good a Levi at that time in the Midbar that was at least a month old. The Afkom, that he could take off the Kedusha from the Bechorim Yisrael, Lifka, he should free himself. But what's going to be with a Levi at that time, at that minion? There was Pachos Ben Chodesh, was less than a month old. Layaf, he did not take off any Kedusha from the Bechori Yisrael, because he was not in the Pasha of Levium yet. Is Lelifka, he cannot take off himself also. He should not free himself. And so why Abayev was learning it's only the Levians that were in the Parsha at that time, that if they themselves are their behemoth freed, see if Yavalev is less than a Ben Chodesh, he himself did not free, said that his Mishpacha should not be able to, should not be Potterida from Pidyon HaBen or from Petach HaMor. And another question, Levia, let's say you have a girl, a Levia, that she got married to Yisrael, and now she gives birth, is Loi Tifka, she should not free her son from Pidyon HaBen, because she herself, Levia, in the Midbar, she did not free any Yisraelim. It was only the Zechorim of Ben Levi that freed the Bechor Yisrael. Not a Levia, so she was not the Parsha then. Salom, how come we learned that Omer Avada Bar Avo, that Levia Sheyoldo, if a Levia gives birth, v'no potem mechamesh esloyim, yepotem v'pidin ha-ben on the son? The question is why? The father was Yisrael, the mother alone, she did not free in the Midbar. So why do they free? So when it says Holocaust, this one be Akasha. I'll answer you, Kedema Bered Rab Yosef, Mishmed Rab, the name of Rava. The other, it sounds like this, the Pasuk says, Peter Rechem. So we dash in, Peter Rechem, Toli Rachmano. Torah says the Parsha, when is there a din of Pidyon HaBen? By the Peter Rechem, so Toli in the Rechem, it's Toli who the kid came out from. So here where the mother was Levia, that's the sort to say, Shishipata from Bechaira. Even though she herself was not there then, but yes, there is a cost of the pet, the rechem is totally in the rechem, in the womb, that the kid is coming out from. And since the mitzvah of the mother is Levia, that's the sort of say she should be potter. Now the Gemara is, the Aaron, Shloihoi, Vyoise Minyan, Aaron, Akoin, that was not in that time. It was not in that minyan. Like Rashi says, Loihu Vuloi Behem Oisov, Shloi Hefkiyu Es Bukhari Yisrael. And that parashin by Midba Gimel that says again, Kachas Leviim. Aaron was not included in that cheshbin. So Aaron himself that did not free the Bechor Yisrael, or his behemoth that did not free the behemoth of the Bechor Yisrael, if so, Lo Lifka, then Aaron himself should also be Mechuyiv in Pidyon HaBen. The Tanya learned like this, Lo Monokud Al Aaron, Shebechum HaShef Chudim HaKam, and Pashas Bamidbor, is there a dot on top of the word of Aaron? Shtohoy Yibiyay Semin, he was not in that count. So how do we know to say that Aaron, his Mishpacha like, should also be part of from Pidyon HaBen or from Petach HaMor? So in this the Gemara answer the general territory that Omakor the Pasuk says Halavim. It's an extra word Halavim that we darshani huk shukol Halavim zelazir. All Levim are doim ladodi. And therefore, since there was some Levim that they themselves freed the Bechor Yisrael and their behemoths freed the behemoths Yisrael, therefore all Levim are such a locha that they themselves are potter from Pidyon HaBen and they were then the potter from Petach HaMor. Now the most question is, so Kahanim, you know, how do we know the same thing for by the Kahanim? Also, could you be sure Ben Levi? The other Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, that the Esrim of the Abba Mekam is at 24 places, Nikru Kahan Leviim, before in the Kahanim are called Leviim, Vezechemem, these are one of the places that Leviim, the Kahanim are called Leviim. Therefore, it says apostolic, the Kahanim by Leviim, Penei Tzadik. Therefore, all the Kahanim are also Kishladadi, that every Kahan, every Levi, they're potter from their own Pidyon HaBen, and they're potter also from the Petach HaMor. Reinachem, the Behemah Torah, there's a chiv that has a lacha of a Kedushas Bechor on it. And therefore, the Kohen has his own Behemah, they gave birth to a Bechor, look what he has to bring this for Korban, or else if it's a Baal Mum, the Kohen himself could eat it, but it has Kedushas Bechor on it. Now the Gemara asks the question, L'Doris Minolon. How do we know to say for future generations also, that the pot of Bechor Kanam Levium, the Rav Niskal Bechor Rashi says, we only know in the Midbar. How do we know for future generations also every Levi and every Kohen is pot of? So Makro, the Pasuk says, Vaho Yuli HaLevium. So Midashin, Vaho Yu means Vaho Yosin Yehei. That Levium are always the same status, just like they were pot of then, they're still pot of now. Now the Gemara asks the question, Omimai de Beseh, how do we know that in the Midbar, the Levium had to use their Seh to free the Petach HaMor of the Israelim? Maybe some they were potter without a seh. Rashi says, "Mada b'seisha ben Levi niftru pitrei chamorim shay Yisrael." The Kamalia ben Levi devele seh. Who said he had to use a seh? Maybe some any behemah he had was enough to free the Petach HaMor, the firstborn of the chamor of the donkeys of the Israelim. So my answer is, Omer Rav Chisda, Nema kesef l'deris. We know in the parasha when you take a pidyon HaBen, you have to use chamesh shkolim. V'neem la'stil l'deris. It says the parasha every Petach HaMor l'deris that if a Jew has a chamor on his firstborn, you have to be paid with a seh, you have to redeem it on a seh, and the seh is supposed to give to the kohen. There's so ma kesev amal der, just like the parasha of Pinyin Aben, that you use money, that was said the deris. Voy podl deris. Voy podl is to show that at that time also they used money to be paid the Bukhari Israel. Like the parasha says, as many Levim there were, they freed that many amount of the Bukhari Israel. But there were an extra amount of Bukhari Yisrael, there were not enough Levim. So for the extra amount, they used Taka Pidyon of Chomesh Cholim. You see, they used money there in the Midbar. If so, I've said the same parasha of Asir, Homo Laderis, there were no Laderis as Halacha. When you have a Petach Hamor, the way you redeem it is with Asir, is Boy Pod Laderis, and Boy Pod Laderis Asir, that time used it. Then at that time used it, there was used Laderis, we used Asir, Podim Be'er Asir also, we used Asir. So in the Midbar also, they had to use Asir. It was the seh of the Levium that freed the Petach Hamor of the Israel. Now the Gemara says, maybe no, Mala Kesev Shekain Poydum by Hekdeshus and Maisa Sheini, maybe Kesev has something special to it. With the money we know you can be Poydum free Hekdesh and Maisa Sheini also. Maybe that's why we use in the Midbar. But maybe seh no, maybe a seh was not used in the Midbar to redeem the Pitrei Chamorim. Gemara says, Elu Rav, the Omakwa, the process is like this. Ach pode tiftes b'chor odom yes b'chor abheima tzimeya si pode shbipoido b'chor odom and bipoido b'heima tzimeya sema b'chor odom just like by b'chor odom pidin aben loy cholas there's no difference vein l'dervis vein l'yeris isho she'ad just like l'dervis you have to be poido aben pidin aben is with five shkolim the same with them by the midbar when they had to redeem the Levi the b'chor Yisrael that did not have Levim against them. You had to use money, Chomish Kol HaShkolim, is Bein Lo Yisrael B'Kesev, is Afayim, that's the second Shnei, Afayim HaTzimeh, the same thing when you redeem. HaPetach HaMor, is Lo Yichalak, there's no difference, Boy Bein L'Dorus, Bein Lo Yisrael B'Seh, just like L'Dorus, you always have to use the Seh to redeem HaPetach HaMor, the same way it was then in the Midbar, that it was Levim Seh that came to free the Petach HaMor of Israel. Omer Rabbi Chanina Chinas says now Chiddush. Omer Rabbi Chanina Yishino Se'echot Sheben Levi Tota Kame Pitzchei Chamorim Mi Yisrael. That a Levi, even though he only had, let's say, one seh, his one seh that Levi had could redeem, could be used to redeem Kama Pitzchei Chamorim Mi Yisrael. Have Yisrael had a few Petzchei Chamorim? So one seh Levi could redeem them all. Omer Abaya Abaya said that Tadar bring your proof was like that. Like we just said, when the Torah gives the Cheshbon how many Bukhari Yisrael of the men there were, the Torah says the Cheshbon, and the Torah says how many extra more there were than the Levim, and therefore with that extra amount, we had to use money to be paid to them. Like the Pasuk says, there was 273 extra Bukhari Yisrael more than the Levim. And for those Bukhari Yisrael, you had to use money. But for Leimano, Oizkin the Behema, the Pasuk does not say that there were more Behemoths of Bukhari Yisrael over the Behemoths Levim had. Why not? So it must be because even though there were more Bukhari Yisrael and Behemoths, but one Bukhar, one Seh of a Levi could redeem even 10 Bukhari Yisrael. So therefore, even though there was more amount of Behemoths by the Yisraelim than there were by the Levim, it doesn't make a difference. So it is a Raya to Rav Chanina. Tomorrow says, no, Mimai, who told you that? Dilma lehevi nafesh lu behemis tuva. Maybe no. Dilma lehevi. Maybe it's not true. Dilma lehevi nafesh lu behemis tuva. Maybe with the Metzias that there just were not more behemis of the Yisraelim than there were of the Levim. So maybe for every Petach Hamor of Yisrael, you had to have a seh of a Levi. But maybe there just weren't more of the Israelims than the Levim. The Gemara said, Loi Sagadat, you can't think like that. Loi Sagadat, they said, the Pasuk says, Onik Nerav, Hoyel of Ney Reuven, of Ney God. That they had a lot of cattle. Savad, they had a lot of lot. So sure, there were more Petri Chamorim by the Israelim than there was says by the Levim. The Gemara says, no, Dilma Stumme, maybe no. Dilma, Fidelach, even so. Shutim, the Levim, have a Kaimel of Bahadi, Bechuri Yisrael. Even though the Yisraelim had a lot of behemoths, but we're talking about now, out of a lot of the behemoths there, we're only talking about the Petach Hamor, the firstborn.
for even the firstborn of the behemoth. So they could have 10 behemoths, because only the firstborn of the Bechor you had a free. Now, by the Levium, all their pshutim, no matter how many animals they had, were able to free. So maybe the 10 tzeh that the Levi had was able to free the 10 behemoths. Maybe still there was enough animals from Levium to free the Bechor Yisraelim. And maybe it was not true, like Achalina says, maybe one tzeh could only free one tzeh of one petach hamar, not more. Tamura says, no, still it's a svaru. Omakra, the Pasuk says, V'yes behemas ha-levi'im tachas behemtam. Mash for what? Behema achas, tachas behemas harbi. Says, behemas lashin yochid, tachas behemtam. Mash for one behema, one said the Levi, freed a few behemas of the Israelis. So Marstul says, no, V'yem, what did I say? Behema rabba. So it says, lashin a behema means rabba, means many behemas. So it means like the many behemas of levi'im free the many behemoths of the Israelim, but really is only one for one. So that would be the pshat, and came if so, licht of pro the Torah should have written, oi behema tachas behema, should have used the same lush in both ways. Either one behema tachas one behema, oi behema tom tachas behem tom, if it also means one for one. My, how come it says behemas of Levium tachas behem tom? It changes around. By Levium it says behemas one, and by the Israelim it says behem tom. Shramin, here it's a proof. Chad poter tuva, that one freed a lot. Mashma, one seh of the Levium freed kama pitri chamor of the Israelim. That's the right Rabbi Chanina. The other one says, Amma Rabbi Rabbi says, Afa na na mitanina. And I also bring a proof to Rabbi Chanina. We also learned a Mishnah like this. The Mishnah later says, U poi de boi pamam harbe. You're allowed to use the same seh to redeem a few times your pitri chamor. So Rashi learns, let's say you once had a petach hamor, and you set aside a seh, and you gave it to the kohen, and then the kohen sold it back to you. You're allowed to use it over again to redeem again. Mashma, there's no real kedusha chal in the seh itself, so if it was a svar to say here also, you could redeem kama pitri chamor with one seh. So Mori asks, well, that's a svar for a vichanina, a time with the masnitsa meforish. Is a vichanina just telling us to try the Mishnah? What are we going to do for? It's not from the Mishnah. So Moras Vachikoma, this is what he means to say. My time appointed by Pom Harbe, what's talking of the reason of the Mishnah? Rav Chida comes to explain the Mishnah. What's the reason why you appointed by you could use the same seh to redeem Kama Pomim a Petach Hamor? Mishum the seh echod shall ben Levi point the Kama Pitwe Chamorim shall Yisrael, because since in the Midbar we find that one seh of a Levi freed Kama Pitwe Chamorim of Yisrael, you see it's not really Kedusha Zeh Tacha Zeh. So therefore, you can use the same set over and over again to be paid them more and more pitri chamor. The other Gemara says, Ippin will learn like this. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon holds, Tichu b'choris by Midbar. And throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, a firstborn of Israel, or else the firstborn of the Behema, had Kedusha. The b'choris of b'chorot and b'chor Behema had Kedusha in the Midbar. For Ashlaka Shamanal loy kitchu b'choris by Midbar. The firstborns that were born in the Midbar, whether it was an Odom or a Behema, has no Kedusha. It was only in Eretz Yisrael that has the Kedusha's Bechor. Tamar explains, Reb Yechon and Noma Kitshu Bechor Esbad Midbar Wa Adi Rachmonam, and Torah says, Lik Liktishu. Torah says it's Kodesh. It is like it says, Kodesh Likol Bechor. So Mashba, even in the Midbar also, it had Kedusha. All the Bechor that were born in the Midbar had Kedusha. For Ashlaka Shamanal loy Kitshu Bechor Esbad Midbar. The Bechorim had no Kedusha in the Midbar. Why? Midich, since the Pasuk says, for ho yaki viachom, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, it says, vavartom, then you should do the Pasha Bechor. So Mechlal is approved in Mikor v'loi Kodesh, that before they came into Eretz Yisrael, they did not have the Kedusha of a Bechor. And the Pasuk says, for ho yaki viach Hashem, el Eretz HaKnani, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, then it says, Va'avarto kol peterechem l'Hashem, that means every pigeon a ben, v'chol petereshegel behema, sheyilucho aschom l'Hashem. It's mashma, no parshav, pigeon a ben, and pigeon and b'chor behema, and b'chor peterechemor only applies once you come into Eretz Yisrael. So that's pshat and Rish Lakish. We'll soon see later on, what does Rabbi Yechon do with this pasuk? The other Gemara says, Eis ve'Rabbi Yechon l'Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon has to kasha to Rish Lakish. It says, Ad shloi hukum ha-mishkon, before the Mishkan was put up, Hayibamas Mutaras, it was mutar to bring a korban and a bamas yachid. Any Jew can make his own bama and bring a korban. And at that time, the avoid is for bechoris. Any bechor could do the avoid. He was like the kind and the bechorim.
So mashma what? That in the midbar the yak kedushas bechor. So Amalei Rish Lakish answers back and says the yosin shiotsim mitzrayim. Like he agrees, the bechorim that were born in Mitzrayim they had kedusha. It was only the bechor that was born in the midbar has no kedusha. So this drosha, this halacha that atzalukum and mishka means the first year when the Yisrael first came out of Mitzrayim. So those bechorim tak ha kedushas bechor. He only means sever shlokish, the ones that are born in the midbar, they have no kedusha. The Mora says, "Halchi nami misav dizus for us like this." Diva teimok v'nakla said like this. Ben shono ba mevra avoidu. Like here we're talking about, if you're only talking about the bechor that were born in the midbar, so it's the first year they put up. After the first year they put up the mishkan. So before they put up the mishkan, if a guy was born then he's less than a year old, so pshiti he can't do the avoidu. So what we're talking about what bechorim that were born in the Mitzrayim. So therefore, it's not a kashman on Rish Lakish. He only said the new Bechorim that were born in the mid, but they have no Kedusha. So Gemara asks, like, what was you having to ask the question? Sheet Lechor like this. So Gemara says, yes, Halchik Lakash, this was bothering. So Halchik Lakash, if you tell me what? That the Kedusha of the Bechorim did not stop in the Midbar, even like Rav Yechon, even the Bechorim that are born in the Midbar, still have Kedusha. Then the Svar is Hanech, the Mikorin Amalei Poku, Kedusha Sayu. The Bechorim that are born in Mitzrayim, their Kedusha they had then should not go off. That was the Gemara's Avamino. But the Kashman Rish Lakish is like this. But Eli Yam, if you want to tell me, the Postik Kedusha Sayu, that the new Bechorim that are born now in the Midbar, their Kedusha, they have no Kedusha. If so, then the Gemara's Havamina was, Hanech di Mikoronami Pokalik Shesayu. Then even the Bechorim that were born in Mitzrayim that had Kedusha, it should also go off. That was the Gemara's Kasha. But since we see here that when they came into the Midbar, the Bechorim still did the Avodah, Mashma, the Kedusha's Bechorim did not go off the Bechorim in Mitzrayim. So it would have been Mashma, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar still have Kedusha. And now this, the Yidach, what does the Shlokas hold? No, that the Kaddish, Kaddish, the Bechorim that were born in Mitzrayim, they had Kedusha then, that Kedusha still stays. But the Loi Kaddish, the ones that were not Kaddish in Mitzrayim, only born now in the Midbar, Loi Kaddish. That's where Shlokas just posted, that's Mashma, any person that's born in the Midbar, he has no Kedusha. The Kedusha is only when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Eisve, another Kasha. It says, Oisi Ayom Shukum HaMishkan, that day the Mishkan was put up, Korvulem B'Yisrael, Chayisor brought for Kabonis then, Nidorim Unadovis Chatoyis V'Yashamis Bechorus Amaisrois. But Mashmur they bought the Korban Bechor then. And here's talking about the second year in the Midbar. So Mashmur the Bechorus have to mean the newborn animals that were born that year. So Chura, the Avmeter is they brought Bechorus Mashmur the behemoth that were born that year, had Kedushas Bechor on them. So Mura says no, according to Rish Lakish, Hochinami Beyoisin Shiyotsim Mitzrayim. That maybe means the Bechorim that came out of Mitzrayim, those Bechor they brought now. And that might mean the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar, there was no Kedushas Korban Bechor on them. So Mura says, Uminov, Mir should be proof also. Oise Yoim Hudakor, only that first day they brought the Bechorim, they brought all the Bechorim they had. Bechor did a riot to Rish Lakish, but Mikan Vielech Le Korav. But from then onwards, once they came into the Midbar, from then onwards, they didn't bring any more Bechorim. Why not? Because they didn't have any Bechorim. Adirabba, this will be a little bit of proof to Rish Lakish. And he could the army something like this, like here, that Eisei Rish Lakish Rav Yechanan, Rish Lakish is the one that has to cash to Rav Yechanan. It says, Oisei Yom Shukum HaMishkan, Korvulem Yisun Adarim Adavis, Chatos V'Yashom Zavachorim Sum Eisrois. So the is Oisa Yom, that day they put up the Mishkan. In that was the first day they brought the Bechorim. And that's it, they used up all the Bechorim then. Mikan V'Yelech Loi, but from then onwards, the next 40 years in the Midbar, they didn't bring any more Bechorim. Why not? Because the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar had no Kedusha to it. So Mora says, no, Rav Yochanan will answer and say, Eim is like this rather. May Yoisi Yom V'Yelech, from that day onwards, they brought Bechorim. So Kriv is not a theory to Rav Yochanan. I think Mar said the soul, my commandment is so. What was the Kiddush then? That Miyosi Yom in Mikaralai, from that day on, was after they put up the Mishkan, then they brought the Bechorus, not before. What's the Kiddush? Alma, that Chayv is the Bama LeKorv. A Korban that's a Chayv to bring, not a Neder and a Dava, you can't bring an Abamas Yachid. Therefore, these Bechorus that's a Chayv to bring, you cannot bring an Abamas Yachid. You have to wait until you put up the Mishkan and bring them then. Benach Nami, who were in the 40 years in the Midbar also, they still have the Chorus to be brought, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Torah Shema, come and bring another proof. It says, Nimtzas, we come out, Nimtzas Atoyma, that Bishlola, Bisholish, Mekoymois, in three places, like in the Torah, three different times, Kitchu Bechoros to Yisrael, was the Kedushas Bechor to Klai Yisrael. The Mitzrayim, Torah talks about the Mitzrayim, the Bechor Mitzrayim, Uba Midbar, Mashman, the Midbar itself, also the Bechor HaKedusha, over the Yisos and Yisrael Oretz, the Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Mitzrayim, what does the Pasuk say about it when they were in Mitzrayim? Kaddish to Yisrael Bechor. But Midbar, the Midbar says, the Midbar Omer, Kili Yisrael Bechor Bevnei Yisrael. It's Mashman that when they're in the Midbar, they have Kedushas Bechor. Bechni Sosna, the commentator of Yisrael, who I was to say, Royaki Yaviach, Rabbi Avat, when you come into Yisrael, then you take care of the Bechorim. So, Chor Tzakasha to Rosh Lokesh, here it's Mashmoa, to Yahak Dushas Bechor in the Midbar. So, Omer of Nachman Nachman answers like this, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, I'll tell you like this, Bishol Bishloisha Mekoimois, Huzu Allah Bechoris, Lekachu. So, three times in the Torah, like it talks about making Kedusha on the Bechor. Huzu Allah Bechoris, Likdashu. But for Loi Kitru, but really they had no Kedusha then. So Mar says, that's true, the Mitzrayim namu like Kodesh, well, Karma, you just said the Kodesh, that the Bechorim that born in the Mitzrayim had Kedusha. Hogekov, this is what I mean to say. Mehem Kitru, Mehem Lo Kitru. Some of them, some of these times, I mean, two of the times has Kedusha, just one time doesn't have, according to Rosh Lakish, only the Bechorim that were born in the Midbar, they did not have Kedusha. So Mar still asks, Maskul or Rapopov, Midbar Kotch, the truth to say, even according to Rosh Lakish, the Bechorim born in the Midbar had no Kedusha, will accept the process so clearly. Pekoid called Bechor Zochel of Israel. So clearly, there was a Kedusha's Bechor in the Midbar. That was all Pashvi had before.